This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to part two of Sam Presti's press conference opening up the season. You know, we got through halfway of his opening statement, so today we're hoping to get through the second half. We'll see how that goes, but Dave, how are you doing, man?
Man, I am doing great. I'm feeling good. I feel like this is going to be a great time to talk about Sam Presti some more. Obviously, when we're talking about Sam Presti, we never think it's a waste of time. It didn't matter if we were talking about Sam Presti before we started this podcast or not. We still love to talk about Sam and his interviews and break them down anyways. So this is just excited to be able to do this with you guys.
Yeah, every time he talks, it really enlightens me. And I think of one of our friends on Twitter, Coach Rob, great dude. And he says the same thing. He's just like, every time he talks, he wants to absorb it. He wants to implement it into different parts of his life. It's not just basketball. You know, there's so much more to what Sam Presti talks about. This is about being successful in life. And yeah, basketball too, but you know, that's just a part of life. And that's what we love hearing from Sam Presti directly for, is because he says it in ways that not just make sense, but they provide clarity for what's about to happen next. And that's really important. So this first comment that I want to start out here with him was, he made some important references to the past, but also clarified that we're not competing with the past. And I just wanted to let you guys hear exactly what he said about that.
You know, we're certainly not competing with our past. We've had, as I said, 13 years where we've been one of the better teams in the league. We're going through a cycle that every team in pro sports, for the most part, enters. And I don't think that we're ever going to be able to go back in time and recreate what has taken place in 2008, because that was over 10 years ago. The city itself was in a totally different place and had aspirations of their own, many of which have been reached. And the team had aspirations of their own. And that, you know, portion of Thunder history is just been remarkable. And quite frankly, the group of players that we have now are certainly standing on the shoulders of the last 10 years and the people that have been here and the traditions that have been established. But the beauty of where we are right now is that we're really in an opportunity to craft our own future and start to write our own history, knowing that it's going to take time. We've been very open about that and transparent. I don't see any reason why we should, masquerade our goals in any way. We're trying to build a team that can be sustainable in the Western Conference, no less, with a group of young players that are declaring themselves professionally, personally, and physically, and collectively. And that's super exciting to us. I mean, I think it's a tremendous opportunity. We also have a lot of humility about the fact that this is a hard thing to do. And it's one of the reasons why a lot of people try to avoid it. They don't like to do it, because at the end of the day, it's easier to talk about being competitive, but not really trying to do the things that will get you to the top of the mountain, or at least figure out if you can. And I think the most competitive thing to do is to establish a baseline and try to build it organically and grow it organically and build it to sustain. And that's really what we're doing, but we know that it's going to take time. If you look at history, in the Western Conference, and it's publicly available information. If you know what your standards are and you look back at how those teams reached those standards and what it took to get there and how much was in their control and how much wasn't in their control, it's a great lesson versus trying to predict the future, which none of us can predict. I can't even tell you how the first day of practice is going to go. So I definitely can't tell you how the season's going to go. But I do feel it's necessary to let people know. I'm sure there's some people that are worried that we'll take shortcuts, or we're just going to try to shortcut the process or lose our discipline, the discipline that we've demonstrated over the course of time, or that we're just looking for short-term solutions to what's really a long-term project. And I can assure you that less than a calendar year into a process, especially one in which we couldn't practice. And I still feel like we got a lot of answers last year, but that's not really in our purview right now.
Man, I love what Sam says, and pardon me for don't quote me on this, but I think it was something along the lines, the beauty of where we are right now is an opportunity to craft our own future and start to write our own history. Man, this is exactly what we need right now, to recognize in the time period that we are in right now and to know that Sam Presti has our back as a state, as a city, as an organization. We know that Sam is going to be there watching and helping us out during this time. It's huge for us, man. I get excited, and I know that this is silly, but looking at my life, there's very few things that get me excited and amped up about the future. And, you know, I have kids, so I have, you know, a complete excitement about that and raising them and watching them grow. But the other stuff that I get excited about is watching this Thunder organization grow, because you look at it now and you say, okay, what is 3 or 4 years to little kids? It's a huge time to grow. What is 3 or 4 years to a teenager? That's a lot of time. But what is 3 or 4 years to a 20-year-old? That is what's key, because we don't know how good Shea's going to get. We don't know how good Dort's going to get. We don't know how good Bazley's going to get. Bazley's in his 20s finally. I think he can finally buy beer. So that's good for him. But the reality is these rest of the guys, they're so young. And that's why we have to give these guys more leashes. And that's what Sam's talking about in this interview right here, is he's trying to get people like, listen, give these guys a break. Yes, cheer for them to win. We want to compete. We want to see where this can go. He's not putting any expectations on this team at all. He wants to see what they can do. And that's why we have to sit back and watch and observe to see what's going to happen. I mean, he talked about so much in this interview. It's truly spectacular. And I get excited about it because we're taking a small amount of time and trying to break it down and talk about each of the stuff that he talked about. But the reality is that this whole thing is completely special. And I'm excited that this team is really pushing for where we're going.
Yeah, I mean, I love the way that he says it, but you can tell he means it. But his goal, the organization's goal, is to allow the players to define themselves within the walls or within the organization, not, you know, have them come in with their past or their expectations or anything like that. Let each individual define themselves as they arrive. I think that's really important. Now, the second clip we're going to play, I mean, it's much shorter, but to me, it's just packed full of great stuff. He talks about not wanting to waste any days, and he gets in deep into it. And it's not just about wasting days, but it's about missing opportunities to experience things because you're looking toward the future. Like, be in the moment, be in the present. And once again, this is just so much more than about basketball, but hey, you can't be successful in anything unless you're present, unless you're in the moment and you're there. And I love it. So Sam Presti, not just talking about from an organizational perspective, but talking about from a player's perspective, an improvement, no wasting days. Here we go.
We just want to make sure that there's no wasted days, that everything we're doing can be built upon for the future. And I just would say that we don't want to miss any moments, because we have some catalysts among us. We have some people, in my opinion, that are going to be honored long-term for their efforts, you know, during this period of time.
Man, no wasted days. I love this. I want a t-shirt that has this on there, because to me, this is exactly the perfect idea to have this. If you have any military upbringing or even time in the military, time in service, you know exactly what he's talking about. You have the opportunity to have bad days, but bad days and missed days are two different things. And recognizing that missed days aren't something that you can rely on. I love this, man, because to me, I'm all for this. I'm all for these guys recognizing bad days are okay, but missed days are unacceptable. We have to get better. In order to do that, we have to be out there competing every single second. This is a job. This is something that they have to put their heart and soul into, because if you don't, you're never going to be able to see what you can truly do. You'll always be, oh yeah, that guy was really good for a couple of years. But being one of the greats, and that's what these guys want, that's not what you do. You don't go spend an hour a day and play hoops, man. If you're in this position where they're at, they're out there playing hoops and lifting weights for 8+ hours a day. This is what this team needs. They're learning how to have professional habits, and this is truly spectacular.
Yeah, professional habits, that's a great place to start. You know, not skipping steps, that's something that we've heard Sam Presti say so many times, and obviously this is just an extension of that, and it's really great to hear. Well, a third clip we've got, our final clip today, is one of my favorite things I've ever heard Sam Presti say, because while it encapsulates so much of his vision, the way that he explains it is really great. First of all, he believes that we have catalysts on this team, and the way he defines that, the way he describes that, is players who can really take us further than we could go without them. They can move us to the next level. They can lift the people around them up to a higher level. And that's really fucking cool. And he has a thing he says, he says people celebrate the breakthrough, but really gets honored within the organization is the path. And that's what's really important. He talks about three examples of times where, you know, we're going to look back and we're going to be like, oh, you know, the path is the destination. The journey is the destination. And while we're waiting until we get back to the playoffs and we get back to the finals and we bring a championship to Oklahoma City, that moment where SGA hits that buzzer beater against Charlotte was just as important as our first playoff win as a series, as a team. So while I get why everybody is waiting for the next thing to happen, what is happening now is so fucking critical, and I love hearing Sam Presti's insight and his ability to get the big picture and then give it to us in bite-sized pieces. So I love it, and I just want to share that with you guys right now. So here we go.
We have a saying in the organization that people celebrate the breakthrough, but what really gets honored is the path. And I'll give you a few examples. As a result of that, I think, ultimately, when we are playing really high-level basketball in Oklahoma City, and the arena's on fire, and we're in the postseason, and fans have witnessed the come up and understand the time, they're going to look back on a few things. One will be, the night that Shea hit that shot against Charlotte last year with, 0.3 seconds on the clock. And it was probably the first time a lot of people said, wait a second, this guy's got a chance to be pretty good. Or I have a little story that I tell people. An opposing coach on the other team one night told me that their best player came to the bench and said, "The only thing I can see on the court is Lu Dort. It's the only thing I can see. I can't see past him. He's too wide and he's everywhere I go." And I remember that for me, that is going to be a moment that gets honored, because those are the things that people remember. When you get the breakthrough, is the people, the places, the things that led up to that. And the last one I would say is, I told you the story about the meeting room in Detroit at the end of last season, when all the players from that team, when we were in that losing streak, put on the board why they played. A lot of people said, the community, the organization, my family, those are the catalysts, the people that are doing the work day to day to get us where we ultimately want to go. Not everyone's going to be a part of that, but the catalysts need to be honored and the moments need to be honored, when we do get there, and those moments are going to happen throughout this season and future seasons as well.
Man, we have been so incredibly lucky to have Sam Presti part of our lives for the last 14 years. I mean, I really feel like we've watched him grow from being a young adult into a full-grown man. And the way that he is able to grow and mentor this team the way that he has is truly spectacular. Because I really look at what he has done in Oklahoma City as being his true vision of what the team is supposed to be doing for a small market. Yes, he talked about playing your hand, what you have, not overextending and doing things like that. But looking back at those times that he had Russ, at the times that he had KD and Harden and all these other guys that have been in and out of our system through the years, you look at it and you can't help but admire and recognize that, yes, Sam would have loved to have been able to be stashing draft picks all this time, all this, just picking up as much as he can. but he couldn't, because in order to do that, he would have had to tear down the team that he already had. So now we're looking and watching him, observing him as he's torn down this team and built the team in his own image. And that's what I'm getting excited about, is he's starting to build this incredible organization from top to bottom. That's talking about the recovery room. That's talking about weightlifting room. That's talking about all the other little minor things that we call minor that he looks at as major. This is the true vision of Sam Presti that we're seeing. And it's truly humbling in the aspect of one day we're all going to look back, and just like we see Greg Popovich, and we all admire him as being the greatest coach of not just this generation, but maybe of all time. We can't help but one day look back and we're going to see Sam Presti and say, okay, there's never been another GM that's been able to get the type of players and sign the type of players and re-sign the type of players that he has signed and re-signed through the Thunder years. Like, he has done some amazing things for us, and I get excited. I get so pumped. I'm just beyond grateful for having the pleasure of being able to have him in our driver's seat for the last 14 years.
Yeah, and the organizational values that he's instilled will not go away when he does eventually leave. The idea that we see every Thunder player go through the bombing memorial, that means a lot to everybody who lives in Oklahoma. It means that everybody who ever has played for the Thunder understands what it means to be an Oklahoman. And that means so much to us. And these types of things are not small. Like, these are the types of things that point to us saying that, yes, this is basketball. But once again, this is so much more than basketball. This is real life. And we appreciate the way Sam Presti takes the time to give honest answers and really deep answers and in-depth answers. And a lot of people have this attitude about Sam Presti, like, he doesn't really talk, and when he does, he doesn't really say anything. And I get it. Like, nothing in what we've shared with you guys over the last 2 days is what I would call like super deep insight or revolutionary. But when you listen to it, you can't help but get excited that this guy, Sam Presti, is the one running our organization. And his vision for where we're going is better than mine. It's better than yours. It's better than anybody else we know. And if you think about like musicians, artists, one thing that's incredibly important to continued success is constantly reinventing, constantly improving, and finding new ways to do things, and not just going out and doing the same thing over and over and over again. Well, Sam Presti was a trendsetter years ago, and now he's out here and he's reinvented, and now everybody is just starting to figure out what that means, and pretty soon they're all going to be copying him. And guess what? The best part about having a creative genius on your side is they're capable of reinventing again. So as this continues, we're going to be here for it all, and we're going to be sharing it with you guys. Obviously, we spent 2 days on his opening statement, okay? Broke it down to two parts. Second part was a bit longer than the first part, but we're going to be coming back tomorrow, and we're going to continue to talk about his press conference. He's going to be having me, he's going to be talking in the upcoming part. He's going to be answering questions, and so we'd like to get some of those questions involved in it too. So please continue to join us. We got a hell of a lot more of Sam Presti talking. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.